whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 315. Today is Saturday, October 29, 2022. I am your ghouly host, Lita, or whatever this is, I don't know. Joining me is my zombie flamingo Niecy. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Hi, chat room. Thank you for joining us. Yes, we have gone a little bit spookified for the happy Halloween and all of that kind of thing. So I may have had a little bit too much fun with the fake blood. Just a little bit. But you know,
how is it Halloween weekend already? Like, how?
I know, right? That means then it's like less than 2 months. Well, it's less than 2 months to Christmas.
I know, and I am not ready. I am so behind.
We are not prepared. So it's a little bit crazy. The time of the year is flying by, and yeah, what a 2022 it's been so far. Anyway, welcome chat room. Hi everybody. Let's see, we have got Zyza, Fair, Chris, Sturz here, Dave. Thank you guys for joining us. I know Niecy's in there somewhere. I'm in there somewhere. Rod's in there somewhere. Welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us today. And Chris, thank you. 50 months subscription. Thank you so very, very much. We do appreciate heart, ghouly heart to you. So thank you very much for that. All right. Well, look, we have got a lot to talk about. And I'm going to go out of... Oh, Niecy, I didn't tell you. I'm going out of order.
So. I kind of thought... I saw the one thing in the notes, and I was like, okay, yeah. we're just doing it, so...
Leader's going rogue.
Yeah, so, that's all right.
Yeah, so the first thing that we wanted to talk about, obviously, pre-patch hit this week, and...
It sure did.
What a fun time that has been. It took me 3 days before I could actually sit down to the computer and log in. And then on top of that, my internet has been shite because our provider decided to do an update, an upgrade to the area on Friday. And it was supposed to be done by the time I got home. And then for the next 2 days, it's been crud, but it seemed to be okay by last night. So touch wood that we are all good and we're not having multiple editing today. So
I hope not, but so we really hopefully. Needed to make sure that the show happened today. So.
Yes, because
we'll cope.
There is much to discuss anyway. So first off, again, thank you for joining us. Appreciate that. And as you can see, I've decked everything out in the whole happy Halloween. We're very spookified, which is one of my favorite times of the year. So yeah. All right, let's talk about some updates first off, because pre-patch hit. And what fun that has been. Now, we had to take everything for the website down, as in adding tunes, etc., because Blizzard decided to throw something to us that we were not prepared for.
No, we thought it was a beta thing. We had seen no documentation that this was carrying over to live in the fashion that it did, and wow, was it a nightmare.
Yes. So if you don't know what that is, that was they've implemented talents into the specs, and it is forced. So you choose a spec, you get a talent. For every single challenge tune that we have registered, basically, if you logged into that challenge tune, it throws up automatically. It is automatically giving you a whole bunch of talents, etc. And we had to figure out what was going to be the best way moving forward. So we have decided that as much as Blizzard has forced this on us, that we will be allowing talents for your class spec. Right across the board, talents will be allowed from now. Zaya has added back into the website the add buttons. There's not much that we can do about it. If you had logged into a challenge tune, whether you were a champion challenge tune, hit maxed, anything like that, it would mean that if we had said no to talents, you'd be flagged. There is no way around it. So because
we were thinking, you know, it might be maybe one or two talent points that were forced just because of the two top things that were tied into your spec, and that might have been something that we could have worked with. But when we logged in and we were like, oh no, it forced every talent point placement on every challenger that logged in that they had available to spend that had chosen a spec, we realized this was not something that we knew was going to happen, and we had to do something, or else we'd have a ton of challengers just completely dead and red flag.
Exactly. And that is not something that we wanted to do. So as much as that, I certainly am not happy with the way that Blizzard has gone. That is, we never wanted the challenges to be something where we're forced to do something. They did that back when they forced us to have specs. Specs have changed a bit over the years in that you could go specless. Again, you know, it is doable now, but back when we had to change to allow for specs, at that time we couldn't. They again, were forced on us. So once we make a decision, we can't go back on it, because otherwise having the code wardens having 50 million different coding for different expansions, this is not something that we want. It is a lot, and it's ridiculous to be expecting that. So
we're sorry it took us a few days, but we had to sit and look at the data, and we had to test, and we had to think this decision through, because we didn't want to just like make a knee-jerk response.
Yeah.
Because we know it could affect the challenges going forward as well with future expansions.
Exactly.
So we really had to think
and
about
that's
it.
And that's the big thing, is we're trying to think of long term. Every time we make these decisions, it's a long-term thing. It's not something that we want to go, oh, well, for this expansion, we'll allow it, but for next expansion, we're not. That's not how we run. When a decision is made, it's made, and that carries through. So Zaya has put the add buttons back. I will do a nice big banner after the show. I've got it. It's ready to go, but in between trying to do a show and dropping a banner, it's not going to happen. So after that, after the show's done, I'm going to drop the banner on the website to say, yep, okay, everything's fine. Talents are allowed for your class, for your spec. And go forth and level. And if you come across any hiccups along the way, let us know. But, basically, we've got to allow it. So that's where we're going. So I wanted to give you that update first, because I know some of you like to play while you're watching or listening, and I didn't want to keep that until after. We're still going to talk about beta testing, which is a lot. So I wanted to drop the kind of good news for you guys. So if you want to get back in, Dave says, well, then I will get back on that horse. Yes, that's it. The yes. Headless horse.
We'll do the
horse.
Social media post after the show too, once we have a chance to regroup.
Exactly. So as Nisi said, we do apologize. It's taking a little bit, but when pre-patch dropped, we were not expecting that change, because it wasn't made clear in the beta testing.
Yeah, it was weird because, pour stuff on you in beta to test stuff, and that's what we thought it was, because it had come in like, the last 2 weeks, and I was like, why do I have talents? I didn't pick talents. This character didn't have talents when I copied them over, which made testing over there really difficult, and I'm like, this is dumb. So I just kind of wrote it off as a beta thing where they were force testing the talent trees to make sure everything was working properly, because they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
So this really blindsided us, because we didn't see any definitive documentation that this was a thing.
Yeah.
The force preset talent choices were going to happen.
Exactly. So, that kind of, hence why we just had to take things off, so we had time to properly look at stuff. So thank you for your patience. We do appreciate it. Go forth level. Everything should be good to go. One point I will make, and I know Stir has made a tune, a rogue, that he said he's gone speckless.
Yeah, he didn't take a spec, and I think he was saying that sap and might have been vanished too. Some of the key rogue thingies were talent blocked. You had to go into the spec to get
which,
them and stuff.
Speckless and hang on, what is it? Speckless and now level 34, no CC spells. As soon as you pick a spec at level 10, it gives you basically the talents pop up, correct?
When you take a spec, I think talents on testing, and I haven't been in live this week, but talents in testing, the talent specializations popped up at 15 like they normally did, and when you chose the spec, something unlocked on the talent tree where it was part of your spec, and it was given to you for free. You didn't have to spend a point. It was tied into the spec thing. So that was auto given to you.
Yeah.
And then the talent points started accumulating from there, and then you could place them if you were a new tune, fresh level, whatever.
Yeah, if you're a fresh. But also, that option is if you are starting a new tune and you don't want to go speckless, that is certainly an option. And I think we will have a chat about that 1 week. I meant to message you beforehand. It's just been a day, sorry. But I would like to see how Stir's going. And I think we all would, because, as we said, he's up to level 34 now. He's playing a rogue. He's seeing how things are playing out with, by not going speckless, how things are. So, again, there is that option. And let us know how you guys go, if that's something that you want to do. Obviously, every current tune, you're going to log in, you're going to have talents.
If you had chosen a spec,
if
I will
chosen
say that.
A
spec, I had a specless character that was in the contest that I was like, okay, well, I can sacrifice this one for the sake of testing. We'll see what happens. So I logged into them, and she had no forced points placed because she had been speckless. I didn't get anything tied into the spec until I chose one. And then I got Kill Command for Beastmaster, but it gave it to me. I didn't place the point, but yeah. It still counted as a point. But you know, so I mean, if you were speckless before pre-patch, when you go to log in, you're still going to be speckless and you won't have points placed.
And I think from memory, I don't think there's very many toons that are speckless. So it'll be interesting to see. But go forth, level, create your new characters, whatnot. Everything is back up. And as we said, talents are now allowed if you're going with your spec. Just go level as you normally would. Yeah, we will see how we go.
If you have any tracker issues where you got red flagged for a talent or something and you didn't think you should have, just, drop us a message. Give us your character name, your realm, whether you're EU or NA or what have you.
Yeah.
And just put that in the message so that way we can pass it on to the code team in between trying to play message tag with each other. We can get an answer for you faster.
Exactly. And that's probably a really important thing to say. It's fine to say, hey guys, I've got a problem. This is happening. But please give us the details of toon name, realm, and whether you're, US, Oceanic, EU, all of that, because we have to check, I can say, well, hey, Leader is, I'm having a problem with Leader here, but there could be a Leader, well, there is, on Oceanic, there is, there's probably one in EU, so please give that full information.
Yeah, you might think of a unique name, and you really don't, so there could be like 50 other characters by that name, and it just makes things faster for us, so that way we can start digging through the issue instead of going back and forth over like 4 days trying to pull all of the information from you. So if you can tell us, your name, rank, serial number, and what the problem is all in one message, that makes us resolve it
that would be really good. Okay, so there's the good news to start the show off with. So yay, let's go with we're going to now talk about Dragonflight beta testing. Let's do this. I think you appreciate that one, Nisi.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it? I'm doing the tolling bell. Is it not coming up? Oh, weird. Okay. I don't know. Audio. Anyway, you guys, okay, chat room can hear it. That's good. So I did the tolling bells.
Oh, okay.
For whom the bell tolls. Yeah. That's exactly right. So we're going into beta testing. all right. Okay, so, all right, you start. I did some testing last night, but first off, you go for it.
Yeah.
Tell me when we need the pictures, because I've got them ready to go.
Okay. So, this beta has been really rough for me. I don't know why. Testing's been a whole lot more than it ever was in Shadowlands, in a different way. Not like difficult to do, but just on my body, it's been difficult. So I haven't been in as much as I would have liked to have been. But I noticed in the early, I think when beta actually started, and they put the quests in for us to figure out how we get to Dragon Isles, I was like, okay. I immediately started to do them, and I started to keep track of them because, like we did for the mall, we had to have a whole quest list so that, Bloodthirsties could get there. And I started writing them down, and I was like, oh, there's only, like, it was under 10. It was a minuscule amount of quests, and I didn't have to do anything. All I was doing was talking to people. I was like, this is weird. So, took the boat, got into Dragon Isles. Spoilers, you take a boat. So you get into the Dragon Isles, you come off the dock, and there's some people standing there, and then they kick you off on your quests that continue once you get in there. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm doing Bloodthirsty, I'm not going to be doing these quests. I'm here. I'm done. This is my cutoff. So I was like, oh, you know what? I need to go back to Stormwind and test something with Transmog or whatever. So I hearthed out. went back to Stormwind because that's where my Hearthstone was set on this character automatically in beta. And I was checking something. And I was like, all right. So I logged out and I came back a day or two later and I'm like, yeah, okay, let's dive back in. Let's start trying to kill some stuff out there. Mm-hmm. And I went to the dock and I waited and I waited and I waited and the boat wasn't showing up. I'm like, hey, where's the boat? And I couldn't see any of the Dragon Isle NPCs. And I'm like, oh, did I break beta? I was like, this is a problem. I entered a bug report. Of course, you know, we never actually hear back about the bug reports unless they document a change. So I was like, okay, this is a problem. So I had to make a new character. And I went out there and I got out there okay. And then Two Shanks, I mentioned it to him and he's like, he goes, I'll do some testing. So we were doing some testing back and forth and talking to each other. And he's like, well, you don't have to take the quest to get out there. And I was like, oh, you don't? I didn't even think about trying it without the quests. So I took the boat, went out there without the quest, could see the boat fine, got out there fine. I hearthed back, went back to the dock, could see it fine. I'm like, okay, well, we have a workaround. Well, something happened. Because later when I went to double check that it was still working, I took the boat back out there, was fine. Except this character, I realized that when I had tested it the last time, I used a Darlaran Hearthstone because it wasn't the same character I had first tested it on.
Okay.
So I had used the portal to Stormwind and then looped back through. And I was like, oh, that's not the same exact way. So I didn't reproduce it. So I was like, all right. So I went back to Stormwind, changed the Hearthstone around, did it the same way without doing the quests, went to see the boat. The boat was gone. I couldn't see the boat. I actually saw it vanish in front of me and all the NPCs fall into the Stormwind Harbor. I'm like, this is the Boralus boat bug all over again. Because you could see it in Lion's Rest, but the second you entered Stormwind Harbor, it was gone. I was like, this is a problem. So I was like, all right. We used a Horde boat to get around the Boralus boat problem.
Yes. All right.
Went over to Ratchet through Booty Bay, went up to Orgrimmar. Their airship to get out to Dragon Isles is outside the Orgrimmar gates down on the coastline. If you've ever leveled a goblin, it's the same spot where you come in off the dock for the goblins. Yep. It's right down there. It's up on a tower. And I was like, well, I'm either going to get shot out of the sky or this is going to work. So I approached it from the air. I flew up to the non-dock side of the airship and I landed. And nobody cared about me. And I'm like, okay. So okay. I started hovering over all the NPCs. They're green to me. And I'm like, this is weird, right? So I was like, all right. Took the boat out there. Bam. Dragon Isles, Horde side. None of the NPCs gave two flying coins about me. And I'm like, okay. I could even talk to the fishing trainer on the Horde side, even though I was Alliance. And they were going to teach me how to fish. And I'm like, this is really weird. So I was like, okay. So I just popped over to the Alliance side. And I was like, well, we have a workaround. And I didn't get PvP flagged. Now, I did have another problem with the boat system. I had been questing a little bit out there. And I went to go back to Stormwind. But I was like, oh, I don't have a Darlaran Hearthstone on this character. And I set my Hearthstone out to here.
Okay.
So we're going to take the boat back. I was standing on the dock in the Waking Shore waiting for the boat. No boat. I had the timer running. Timer finished. I saw the crow's nest thing, which is some kind of special doodad for the boat, pop up. Split second. Couldn't even click on it. And it vanished. And I saw people running towards me on the dock, but there was no boat. And I'm like, what is happening? So there was a Drakthir standing next to me. And they're like, really? And I was like, wait, you can't see the boat either? Because you could see where we either logged out or reloaded our UI because we both came back in. And I was like, can you see it? And they're like, no. They're like, I've been waiting for the boat. And I was like, okay. Boat. So that was one cycle. Another cycle of the boat coming and going. Couldn't see it. They're like, I'm going to go back to Vol'drakken and see if there's a portal up there. I won't take it, but I'm going to go find out. I was like, okay. They were gone maybe 10 seconds. Boat number 3 came by and I could see it. I was like, this is really strange. So I messaged them. I'm like, hey, the boat's here. So they came back. We both got on the boat. And everything was good. I hit the load screen for Stormwind Harbor. And that's where things went bad again. So I came out of the load screen and I'm falling out of the sky. And I was like, what is happening? And I couldn't see anything in the background. It just looked like water. And I'm like, okay. And then I DC'd. I was like, okay. Okay. So I'm like, right, this is good. So I immediately hit reconnect. I'm falling for maybe not even a full second. Disconnect. I'm like, what is happening?
Okay.
Third time, I waited a minute, came back in, and I'm standing in Hillsbrad outside the portal to Alterac Valley. I was like, this is the exact same bug we had with the Perilous boat. So my main takeaway from transportation is it's potentially buggy depending on what you do. And you're going to really want to have that Darlaran Hearthstone. Bloodthirsties can get it, so everybody else should be able to. You don't have to kill anything. You just go and talk to the person. Do the skip for to get into Legion, and then talk to the dude. I think it's one or two quests, and get your Darlaran Hearthstone, because that's going to save you so much trouble. Because then I'm like sitting in Hillsbrad, and I'm like, right, so now I'm in a horde zone. And yeah, so now I have to figure out how the heck I'm getting back, because we don't have any flight points in Hillsbrad anymore. And I'm just like, right, this is a pain. So yeah. it was a whole lot more than it needed to be. So then I had to go up to Chillwind and then auto fly from Chillwind back to Stormwind. And yeah, it was just a whole lot. So transportation's buggy.
Yep.
It's not a bug that we're not used to. On a side note, I did take a Tauren and put it on the Alliance boat into Stormwind.
Okay.
And I could, when I got into Stormwind Harbor, as soon as the load screen came out, I was PvP flagged. So you might not want to do that for the Horde side. As far as we could tell, the Horde boat never bugged. I don't know why. Well, the Horde boat never had a problem, as far as I can tell.
Didn't have a problem so, when I tried last night.
I don't know.
So, like, the Zeppelin turned up. I had no issue getting from from outside, from Durotar to whatever the place is called. I can't anyway. But yeah, I didn't have a problem. I have had problems last week or the week before, but no, it went smooth for me last night when I was playing around trying things. So interesting.
It seems to be very intermittent as to when it decides to happen, because I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. Why do these bugs keep happening to me and making this difficult? So I mean, because some people seem to be fine with it, and I'm like, is it like a certain set of parameters that I'm just hitting? It seems like if it can go wrong, I'm gonna find it most of the time. So I'm like, okay, well, this is nice, but at least we have two potential workarounds: either your Darlaran Hearthstone so you can portal hop, or use the Horde boat to get in and out. Now I believe that the NPCs on the Horde side for the most part are green, because there is a couple of quests later in where you go and talk to them if you're on the Alliance side. So it seems to be kind of like a, hey, we're all trying to get along out here sort of thing. So it seems like anybody that's marked a Dragon Expedition or Dragon Isles Expedition, you should be okay with talking to or going near.
Yeah.
At least in beta as it stood the last day I was in there.
Well, I did the intro quest last night, because I was trying to play around with working out this profession stuff. But to be able to do that, I had to do the quest.
Yeah.
So there is a point, spoiler, but just so you're aware, that basically there are quests there that will say, hey, look, you need to go and talk to the other faction, because we're all here basically fighting against one thing, if that makes sense. I don't want to go into it too much at the moment, because I only am still trying to work stuff out myself with beta, but it does seem to be that, and everyone was green. Well, the NPCs
were green,
and I could talk to, you know, the Alliance faction no problem, and they were all like giving me quests, so it does seem it to weird, certainly though. Be something. Yeah, it is very weird walking up to a dwarf and getting a quest from a dwarf. It's,
yeah,
you know, that's been a very long time that I've kind of done that as a Horde player. So just be aware of that. I was going to say something. Oh yeah, Zaya says there is lots of phasing in Stormwind Harbor, which there is certainly compared to Horde side, like with Orgrimmar and that. Like, we have got different, you know, the fact is you can go outside into Durotar for some of our going across, go down to, what is it, Lost Isles, you know, whereas there is a lot in, for you guys, for Alliance side, it's all within that harbour. So, you know, whether that is a factor, because there is so much phasing.
Yeah, I think there's just so many layers of code and phasing going on that it gets confused sometimes about what level of phasing you're on, especially as a challenger, where you might have skipped some things or not done some things fully, so it hasn't fully gone through activating that level of phase yet. It gets really, really muddled in there, but at least we have two potential workarounds already in mind. Exactly. And I did put a bug report in. Now, on a good note, I guess it's a good note, they eventually did quote-unquote fix or deal with the Boralis boat bug, where they eventually just, like, you might be falling out of the sky coming back from Boralis on the boat, but then suddenly you're standing on the dock in Stormwind, or you're back on the boat in Stormwind coming off of it. So, I mean, maybe if enough people be like, hey, that might get taken care of. It was just very jarring to have the same exact boat bug happen again after I had just been dealing with it leveling in BFA, and I was like, really?
Exactly. And again, you know, when things happen and as you guys are leveling and, you know, if there are things that you guys come up with, let us know, because, you know, what have been testing and looking out, is very limited because of, again, you know, we've only had limited people doing it, and I appreciate everyone who partook in, you know, who's been helping with the testing, so thank you. But once stuff goes live and you guys, if you work out different ways to do things, let us know.
Things have a way of changing when they go live compared to beta. So, you know, we can only tell you what we've seen so far in beta and what we've had time to look at, because there's a lot going on.
There is a lot. And we just can't cover it all. But, you know, let us know. All right, so that's the fun of transportation, which seems to be a recurring theme now for at least the last two expansions, possibly three, but what else did you find? it's always something.
So I was also trying to look at some profession stuff. So I'm out there running around. Now, when this first started happening, I was seeing flowers through one of the zones that had an orange outline to them, and I'm like, what is this? I clicked on it. It said I got some kind of pigment and that I looted resources or received resources and looted pigment. And I was really, really confused because I'm like, there's no pigment in my bag, because I associate pigment with inscription. So I'm looking for pigment in my bag, and I'm like, there's no pigment here. I actually put in a bug report because I'm like, what the hell? So now, in the most recent weeks of beta, this has changed from orange to purple being outlined, and it'll be like a mushroom or a flower. It's different depending on the zone that you're in. And when you loot it, it still says you received some kind of pigment, or you looted some kind of pigment, but you received resources. It's some kind of currency for the expansion. I don't know what it's being used for yet. It might be for class hall type things, because they're talking about renown and stuff again. So I didn't get too far into that because I only got to level 63 before my brain's just like, nope, you're done. So it was weird, but, you know, just something to be aware of. And you didn't have to have herbalism to get these, because I found it on a character that did not have it and I could still loot it. So just if you see a purple outlined flower, I don't know if that's counting as a quest, just a heads up. So I wouldn't touch it if you're a bloodthirsty. I would leave it alone, because it could be considered like a treasure type thing. But leave it if you're blood, because we have to look into see if that's going to count as a quest or not. But you shouldn't be clicking on anything anyway as that type of challenger. So there was that, and hang on, let me see. Okay, so all right, so this change has already gone live.
Yes.
So this is the what photo is this? This is the ore photo. So the mini maps have changed. The icons for what you're looting. It's no longer just a yellow dot. And now I tried to make this as big as I could. I think Lita tried to make it a little bit bigger. I can try to edit this a little bit further and throw it up in the show notes if we need to. But or on the mini map, if you have mining, now it looks like these tiny little golden nuggets. It's not an actual circle dot like it was before. Yeah. It looks like a little mound of something. I think it looks like ore nuggets is what they're trying to do, like golden nuggets. And that seems to be in beta and in live, so that seems to be a change across the board.
Yeah.
And not just for Dragon Isles, because I logged into a normal character briefly and saw an ore node sitting next to me and saw the same symbol, and they were sitting in Bastion. Yeah. So same symbol across everything. So that was one change that I didn't know was going to happen outside of Dragon Isles. I thought maybe it was just there.
And
there
fishing was also note, and fishing pools, they've made it a tiny little fish. It's very hard to make
that. See, that one I hadn't seen yet. Yes. I was trying to figure out how to track the pools out there, and I wasn't finding it. So that's good to know,
tiny little, I think it was a bluish fish. And... again, you know, so just be aware that
they made everything else so much bigger, but these things they made as freaking microscopic as possible, and I don't understand the thought process behind this, but you know, it is what it is, apparently.
Yes.
And flower nodes were changed to these tiny little yellow golden leaves. And it kind of just looks like a fall leaf is the only thing I can equate it to. I don't know if this is going to change depending on the season. That's a thought I had, maybe, since this is like a yellowy gold, or it could just be that's the color it's going to be. And this change is also across the board, no matter where you're at, not just in Dragon Isles. That did go live already for those that didn't see it yet.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Another change we had was profession journals. You know, some of them are fine and straightforward. So there's the fishing journal, and you don't have any specializations with this. It tells you the fish that you can get in the area that you're in. And when you click on the fish, it actually is kind of helpful because it tells you where to look for the fish.
Yeah.
So instead of just hoping you're going to get the thing, or you're, you know, digging through a wowhead and hoping somebody else says, hey, I got this here. This gives you an idea of where to find it. And the same thing with herbalism and mining. When you click on the type of ore, it'll tell you where the best places are. Not the zone, but like the terrain.
Yeah.
So so that's also kind of helpful.
Yeah. Hang on. My thing's not doing the right thing. Hang on. Let me just...
It's okay.
So just so you can get a bit better look...
I'll try to get them bigger in the show notes, although you guys have probably already seen them anyway, so I don't know, because these are in the game now, I believe.
Yep. Okay.
Or in live, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So there's that. One? You can... Farrah was saying she's holding out for Sexy Map, where you can scale the mini map entirely. So yeah, I haven't messed with Sexy Map ever.
Sexy Map has been updated, I think. I'm sure when I did the add-on update, it was showing that it was done. So I've not played with it myself yet, Fair. So totally understand. Been trying to
I haven't even looked to see if any of my add-ons have updated.
I had connections.
This week's just been a lot.
Fun fact, because I've been using Z-Perl for the last God knows how many years, to log in and get an error, and as that error is counting, the last count before I forced the game to quit with my whole Alt F4, that Z-Perl add-on was showing over 20,000 errors.
Didn't know it would go that high and still run.
Trust me, I sat there and I'm looking and that number was going up very, very fast. And I'm like,
wow.
How?
We're anyway. Like, yep, we're just going to force clear.
That was not fun. Anyway. Okay, so you want the next one? Sorry, I'm playing around with things. Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you were actually able to get this one to work or not. Oh, okay, so yeah, that's the herbalism one. So yeah, so I mean you can see there's a bunch of text there talking about the flower and you know where you can find it and like your skill at trying to pick it and stuff and I will say the journals were a little buggy at first, where the bar at the top wasn't, I mean, this looks like it's all the way across, but my skill's not maxed here. So yeah. I don't know what that's about. And they were really slow to update the skill at first. Like the journals were just a mess. That seems to have settled, and I haven't looked at them in line yet. I think this is for data.
Seems to. As I said, I've managed to get the professions when I was playing last night. I found the trainers, and I've added to, you know, to get the Dragonflight stuff. But I did not get, before the body gave out, I'm still trying to play around with professions to see how things are going because I seem to be getting slightly different information from some people that have been testing stuff. So I'm trying to have a look at that. So again, it's, you know, it's a slow process, but...
It is, especially... Doing anything in beta has been monstrously slow, and it's just leveling's been slow. Mm. Like I said, I was hitting it hardcore for like 3 nights in a row, and I only got the 63 just because it was so slow to kill mobs. And I didn't have I had a spec, but I didn't have talents on that particular character. And I was actually getting my ass handed to me pretty heavily in green gear. So I was a little concerned, but then I thought maybe it's just overtuned for beta because sometimes they do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's definitely going to be a situation where you're going to want to scout everything out there before taking a challenger out. You're also going to probably want to run a regular character to 70 and get through everything. And so stuff will unlock for your account for your challengers to make life a little bit easier. I will put one caveat in here. Mining and herbing, you're going to want to be really careful. Your working man and your pacifists.
Yeah.
While nothing hostile necessarily spawned on the lower tier, lower skilled gathers, there are some effects that could cause you a problem. Frozen nodes, whether they, I don't know if there was frozen ore, but there was definitely frozen flowers. Now, as you get higher in your skill picking and specialization gets brought into the game, we're not even there yet. We have to see how that's going to behave. But as you level that up, different things happen with the special effect nodes.
Mm.
And on base effect on the frozen nodes, when you loot it, a frost ring shows up on the ground, and if you try to move while the frost ring is active, you get stunned and knocked on your ass for a couple of seconds, and that happens every time you try to move the duration that the ring is there. So that could be an issue if you're trying to make a quick getaway. Number two, I had a neutral mob path not through the frost ring but close to it, and don't you know the sucker activated and aggroed on me. So I was like, oh, that's a problem. So you need to be really careful, especially as you get higher ranked, and if specialization for skills ends up getting allowed. We don't know if it's going to be yet, but there's a higher specialization for like overload on the elemental aspect of some of the special nodes, where like the frost ones have stuff show up on the ground that you can run over to pick up extra petals or something. There's a windy one where it pops you up in the air and then you come down, and there's a titan one where you go into a portal supposedly. I haven't gotten these skills high enough to see them yet, but you're gonna want to test this stuff before you just go forth.
Scout, if you've...
It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. It's certainly... There is so much going on. Like, again, we've got these massive changes that have come in that are starting from now, right through until when Dragonflight, you know, hits. There is a lot. So certainly I would say for at least maybe the first week, maybe the first couple of weeks, probably be very, very cautious if you're playing a challenge tune. Go do your own research, play your normal tunes, play your scouts, play around with things, because there's a lot. There's a lot of changes with so much right across the board, as well as we're dealing with a new expansion. So all we can suggest is just, you know, tread warily. Tread very carefully.
And things have a way of changing from beta to live that they don't always document. See it for yourself before you go running in gung-ho.
I would suggest, hang on, Wes, this was me when pre-patch hit. Pretty much. That was me. That was a scream.
I think we were both like that when we saw what happened.
Always great to be dealing with that fun stuff when you're at work and dealing with work shit. And and the pre-patch shit. That's good times, people. Good times. Anyway. All right. Next. Now we have got some. Do you want me to play the video first or do you want to talk about it?
Let me do. If you have any sort of motion sickness issues, you might not want to watch the next part. It's not a very long clip. It's under a minute. But just so you know, this is a quick clip of dragon riding and I'm going to talk about what messed me up with it. I know this might be a little tough for Lita. It might not. I don't know. I don't know if you even watched it yet. So basically with dragon riding, you can't babysit AFK hover. You have to constantly be moving. So, as you can see on the screen, there's white stuff rushing past the wingtips and there's a white swirl on the nose. It's hard to see a little bit, but you can see it better in person when you're in game, that's spinning in a circle. And then you've got these white lines rushing past you for the rushing wind. I cannot tell you, this did not make me motion sickness, but it gave me a migraine every single time I was on the dragon riding mount. Didn't matter what day. I thought, well, maybe I was just having a bad day. Came in of the day, I was feeling fine. Then 3 minutes I had a migraine. It's something to do with the rushing wind graphic for me. I did put in a feedback report asking if we can make this something that we can turn off. I don't know if I turn my graphics down, if that will go away. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
But just so you guys are aware, this is not something that the motion sickness thing will fix. This is an actual graphic issue for me. So just be aware. Now you can get around without the dragon riding on the ground. However... there are some things tied in with being up high. Some quest points are up high that you need to access with the dragon riding. And Voldraken, you might have to access with the dragon riding mount. Because there's no regular flying out there at this time. So there's no more AFK up in the air on your challengers with the dragon riding. That's not going to happen. You have to be with this mount. You're either logged out or you're with your character for safety purposes. That's how it's gonna be for now, unless they bring in regular flying later. But just be aware.
I would say I did test dragon flying, dragon riding couple of weeks ago. Now, as you guys are probably aware, I have vision issues. I get vertigo quite badly at times, and it can be as simple as I bend down, get up, I move my head too fast. I have massive issues, so I was very worried about how this is going to be. I must admit, the first when I took off. It took me a little bit, and I'm probably going to find the same thing when we come back to it being live. It took me a little bit, one, to get my stomach not to go, like, to be up in my throat, because that whole part of taking off and flying, like, it completely threw me. It's very different to hopping on a mountain and flying. I can cope with that. It took me a little bit when that first came in to that we got flying. It didn't take me long. It probably took me maybe about 15 minutes to, like, get my headspace and my vision and everything used to it, and now I love it. But for the dragon riding, it's certainly different. And I think for me, who has that perception with my vertigo and things like that, it's probably going to take me a little bit longer to really, one, feel comfortable with it. I could do it. There was a little bit that I would be like this at the screen, and I'd have to look away. But, you know, for a lot of you, you'd probably be like, yay, let's go.
Yeah, it's an issue that not everybody's gonna find unappealing, shall I say. But, and it's hard because if anybody's tested a Drakthyr, this is basically like the Soar racial ability. You have to dive down to get speed and then go up. And there's a couple buttons where you can kind of coast through, but those recharge really slowly. So you still have to keep doing the roller coaster thing. I never had the stomach in my throat thing, but I'll tell you, even just looking at that clip, I can already feel a migraine starting. And I was doing it like maybe, I was in there several different times over the 2 weeks trying it, and I'm like, let me keep going, because some of the quests were up high and I had to use this dragon mount. I will say I had trouble when I got to a certain height or a certain lowness to the ground. I was having trouble getting back up high, but that's probably operator error. But it's rough to get used to at first. Some people might think it's the best thing ever, and that's fine if you're one of those people. This is gonna be a difficult point for me to work with.
And again, not like, obviously we both have issues with this stuff, and you know, all the rest of you might be perfectly fine, so we're just putting this out there for any of you that might have vision issues, that might have height issues, that might have, you know, that kind of visual perception issues, that just please be aware of it. I would again strongly suggest testing this out on a scout toon or your normal toon, not your challenger first. That way you can see if it's something that you are going to feel comfortable with and go from there. So we just want to give you the heads up, because there's nothing worse. Like, I can't even watch, like, roller coasters. Like, you know, when they give you those shots from that roller coaster.
I can watch those, and those don't bother me. It's something about this graphic that is triggering my migraines, and I don't understand why. But it's been a pain. And I will say, if you are someone that is sensitive to this stuff, and you do go to try it, make sure that you've blocked a little bit of time open afterwards to just let yourself kind of rest and recover if you need that. I wouldn't be testing this when you've got to run out the door in a half an hour for an appointment. Just to give yourself a little bit of time.
Yeah. So, and again, maybe it's only you and me, Nisi, out of
everyone. Yeah, it could just be us. I mean, that's entirely possible. Although,
but we want to give you the heads up.
Telling me there was another streamer, Hazel Nutty, I think. I'm probably getting the name wrong. That was also having issues with the rushing wind with headaches. Yeah. So at least I'm not the only one with that. But I know there might not be that many visually sensitive people in the community, but there might be a couple that we don't know about. So
exactly.
Just so you're aware, this is a thing giving that's going to happen whether we want it or not.
Exactly. All right. Okay. Now, the last video that we've got for you.
this
is...
needs a visual warning. It's not as bad as when I first saw it. They did tone it down.
Okay.
But this is in the dragon.
Okay.
The Drakthyr starting area. Go. And I did do more testing on that, and that was a whole nother thing in of itself. But
okay.
So there's this spell that the dragon's gonna do, and it's these purple void circles, and it's not just one circle, it's multiple circles, and it doesn't just spin under him, it spins, and then each individual circle spins. So if you have issues with that kind of visual, and it's bright arcane magenta, and you're in a dark room in this cavern where this dragon is, it's a lot. When I first saw it, the entire spell effect took up the entire room. Now it's been scaled down to where it's just under him. It was much bigger than that when I first saw it. But just so you're aware, it's like the fifth or sixth quest in when you're going to leave the crush on the Drakthir.
Okay.
So be careful.
Let me play that again. Just so you can get the impact. So it started. So,
yeah, as soon as I saw it, it was much bigger, and I was like, oh god. I was like, why doesn't this fight have a visual warning on it? Because it scared me. I don't have epilepsy or anything, but I didn't know if that could trigger somebody that does or make somebody very dizzy. So I was like, that's a whole lot going on with that fight. And I know some raid fights might be similar to that, but when you're in a raid, you expect it. You don't expect it coming into this quest to get through the blue dragon to get out of the crash. So that was very jarring to me. And I'm like, oh, we should probably mention.
And the spinny too, which again can, you know, you've got the lights, you've got the blinking, and you've got spinning. So again,
this expansion's very visual heavy.
Yeah, yeah. So just points that we were letting you know, just to be aware of, because
now I will make a side note, graphics were not on max, they were like mid-range, so that's another thing to consider. If you play on max graphics, that might be a whole lot worse.
Yeah, so you might need to, you know, for certain stuff, look at adjusting the visual, your graphics at certain points. But again, that will be something that, try it, don't play around with it on your challenge tune. Perhaps look at your scout and go and see what's going to work for you. It's, you know, because what works for you individually is something that's not going to work for me, may not work for Nisi, might not work for, you know, half of you. But again, it's your individual playstyle as to how things are. So play around with things. Let us know. Let us know how you find it when we get there. You know, you all might be like, yeah, no, it's all fine, it's all good, we're fine.
Yeah, so I mean, like we were saying, it's just you and Nisi. Bother you, it might not be an issue, but I know it, for me it was an issue, a minor issue, but it was still an issue, and it scared me for those that do have larger issues on that fight. So I was like, it's probably worth mentioning. The Drakthir didn't have the auto equip issue again. I did have an issue where I couldn't kill a single mob in there with no gear.
Yeah.
Wasn't happening. Yeah. Russell couldn't make it happen. I couldn't make it happen. And I went through that starting area 4 times and could not make it happen because I had to do it on the Horde and the Alliance. And I'd done it 1.5 times on Alliance before that. Yeah. It wasn't happening with no gear. And there was a vendor you could sell to, but he didn't have anything to buy.
No.
So we'll see what happens.
Mm. Exactly. All right. Before we get onto our weeks, let's do this one. Just cause. All right.
I will say, Mrs. Rockguru did get the Headless Horseman that she told
Oh, did
me.
She? Well
yes.
done.
Sorry, Chris.
Well done. Yeah, it's, I know, Chris. I know. It just, like, if there is anything that I would wish right now, it's just that the bloody mount would drop for you, because it's just ridiculous. All right, weeks in WoW. How has it, other than, you know, pretty much, I guess, what we've just talked about?
Yeah, it was just mostly trying to beta test and then fighting the migraine that the beta testing was giving me. And that kind of like killed me for the rest of the night, or at least a few hours. So between that and trying to pop into retail once or twice just to compare some screenshots, I didn't really get the chance to do anything. And then, you know, us in trying to stop the damage from going further while we were figuring out what to do with the challenges and trying to get social posts and word out, don't hook into your challengers at the time. And because, you know, you were at work, so we didn't know when you would see the messages. So we're like trying to talk amongst ourselves. Well, we should probably put a message out to, for the time being until we can put a more, you know, preventative measure in. Let's just tell people not to, to do the thing. So it was a busy mod week and just all of the things. And it was just busy in general outside of WoW with life things happening. So,
yeah,
you know, it was mostly a beta week.
Pretty much. Same for me when I've managed to sit down and play. I have thoughts on that, but I'm going to leave that for the moment because I'm still testing. I've kind of discussed the stuff that I wanted to. There is much that I want to do in the next week and we'll see how things go, but there's, you know, there is a lot going on. Also, just a reminder to everyone that that all of our wonderful people here that look after the community, our mods, our code wardens, myself, Stir, all of that, just a reminder that we do all of this on our own time, so please, you know, just remember that we do have lives outside of this. We're not in game dealing with this 24/7. As you guys know, I have a full-time job that I do work, and I am also in Australia, so time zone wise it can be fantastic. So please, you know, sometimes replies, decisions can't be made quickly because we have lots of things that have to be sorted. So so just a reminder of that. And again, that these wonderful team that I have helping me also do all of this volunteering. So again, appreciate them so much for all that they do to help me. Do appreciate that. All right, let us do, where? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Rogue Slayer's not very loud. I think I turned it down for Headless Horseman. That's probably why.
Maybe.
All right. So as what have we got? WoWhead announced that players noticed on the PTR that max characters allowed is sitting at 60. I think that's gone live now. Has it?
I wasn't sure. Yeah. So yeah, they didn't given know if this was actually going to happen, and they were like, they're seeing it on PTR, so yeah, we don't know if it's actually going to be implemented or not.
No, I think
it could have been a PTR thing. We weren't sure. No. It is live. Okay, well, that's good.
It is live now. So we now can have a maximum of 60 characters. So I'm imagining Stir's going to have 60 rogues. Fair will probably have like 60 near pacifist working man toons. It's awesome. I'll have like 59 warlocks because, you know, that's what I do. Chris is like, oh, the names I can get with 10 more spots. Absolutely. So yes. So if you're at max level character, you know, you're not. You can go up to 60 now. So yay. Awesome on that. And I will, just in case, we've got the links. I'll throw it in there. You can check it out. But, you know, it is live. So, yay. Okay. Threads of Fate system being made inaccessible to new characters. Shadowlands being shifted to Chromie time, which is happening. So, I'll put the link to that.
Yeah. And that makes sense with Chromie time being extended to level 60. And I really had a hard time visualizing this change at first because I was like, okay. But then when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So they're taking the Threads of Fate system and making it inactive unless you've already started it, but new characters can't access it. So if you're in the middle of it, you'll still be able to finish. But so with Shadowlands going to Crommy, then you don't have to go to Shadowlands anymore to get your 50 to 60. Because I know that was a little problematic and slow for a good number of challengers trying to find world quests through there. So that is potentially a helpful situation for us.
Potentially.
So a little bit of good news.
Yeah. So again, we will see what happens with that. But that will happen once Dragonflight is live. So not in the pre-patch. That will happen from, what are we, November 29th? Something like that.
About a month out. Like less than a month. Just
Time.
It's too soon.
It is too soon. 29th for me, 28th for you guys. So, you know, so that's something to keep in mind with leveling, etc. All right. Congratulations. We've got a few congratulations. You guys have been busy.
Yeah, some snuck in before we had to dismantle the website temporarily.
Exactly. So congratulations to Zaya Bingra on becoming our 17th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Well done. Congratulations to Mendacity. Thank you. Words are hard today. On becoming our 52nd Shadowlands Iron Man champion. Still blows my mind.
Now that was Tiber. That was his first Max Iron Man.
Oh, that was Tiber. Excellent.
Yes.
And we've got congratulations to Brass Bolts. Love the name. On becoming our 53rd Shadowlands Iron Man champion. 53 Iron Man.
Quite a surprise, because we did not think that we'd be anywhere near that number when
very,
we were in beta for Shadowlands.
Very excited that Shadowlands has been so fantastic for leveling, and you guys have embraced it, etc. Good luck with Dragonflight.
Yep.
Anyway, all right. What was I going to do? Hang on. That's congratulations to our three. Well done. All right, state of the challenges. You want to do the irons? Oh,
sure.
It's probably a bit balked because we did stop things. I don't know.
Yeah, like how a couple things look like they're reverse placed, but it might just be that somebody was made before the other one. So
yeah,
it is what it is. So just bear with us. This is what we had to deal with. Some of the lists are a little short because of when, you know, we had to take things down and disable the update ability.
Disable. So, that's the word. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, irons this week. We did have 10 managed to get on the list. So, 10th was Grimvar at 16. 9th was Bowman at 16. Everett was 23. Iron Boy at 31, Iron Pix at 32, Iron Pal at 36. Fourth was Dank Iron at 48. Third was Fair Gleen at 54. And second, as we just said, Mendacity hit 60, our 52nd Shadowlands Iron Champion. And first was Brass Bolts at 60, our 53rd Shadowlands Iron Champion.
Well done. All right, Bloods this week, we have got four. So we've got Taco Vic at number 4 with level 19. Hunter Taco is number 3 this week at level 35. Good to see Taco's busy. And Silver Spears is number 2 this week at level 38. And again to Zaya Bingra, hitting level 60 and becoming our 17th Shadowlands Bloodthirsty Champion. Well done, Zaya. Like, on top of everything else that he's doing, he's hitting max. You're amazing, Zaya. Thank you. Thank you. That's well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, some people might be missing on the list because I think we removed update on late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, and then update didn't come back till I believe after the report ran for this week. So this is like Sunday, Monday, and part of Tuesday. So the rest of the week's going to be missing. So if you weren't on this week, make sure that you go and update, and you should pop up next week if you fell within the top 10. Mm-hmm.
All right, you're doing. You want to do pacifist the next lot?
Yep, we got it. So pacifists, we had three show up on the list this week. Third was Paxus at 43. Second was Grand Parsi, at 46. And first was Team Sans 57. There was a little weirdness going on with this one, but they are now lost to the Nether. So I'm not sure what happened there. And tens, we did not have any this week.
All right, greens, we have got Verde Taco at number 11, RIP, number 5, sorry, 6 greens this week. Number 5 is 3 Teen Joe at level 15, some interesting names. Number 4, Morn 11 at level 29, but RIP. 3 is Crop at 31. 2 is 12th Never at level 51, RIP. And number 1 this week is Green Pew at level 56. All right, I might as well do the Working Man, because we've got 2 Working Man. We have got Lurkst at level 42, and we've got Fairlin at level 47. So again, don't forget, everything, the update buttons, the add buttons are all back. We are allowing talents for your class spec. All talents are allowed if that's what you want to utilize. So go forth, level your toons, jump back onto them. You can jump onto your older toons, log into them now because they're all kind of... They're all gonna have talents.
So if you want to reset them and place them where you want them to be, because they do give you a standard build, then you can do that now.
Talents are being allowed right across for the class spec stuff. So if you want to use one talent, if you don't want to use them all, look, your choice. We're not gonna say, you know, you have to only have this. Your choice. We're allowing them because otherwise it would completely stuff up so many challenge tunes, and Blizzard has forced this for us to go this way. So go forth. Zaya has everything set. The website should be able to add and update your tunes. So
It just wasn't practical to try to grandfather every existing tune in that was made before a certain date that, you know, had picked a spec or whatever. So it was going to be a nightmare. It was just easier to go this way, even though we didn't want to. I do want to make a honorable mention to the second working or green man this week, 12th Never. That was Dave's character. That was his like personal best, I believe, at getting to 51. He actually managed to get into Shadowlands, so that was so exciting. I was so happy for him.
Dave, that's awesome. That is very exciting. Commiserations.
Still, you know, a new personal best is worth celebrating.
Yeah, very, very exciting. I know he said he was off leveling. I think he hit 16.
I think that was before, last episode I saw in chat. So.
Exactly. So
you can do it, Dave.
You got this, Dave. You got this. All right. Let's do our bumper.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
It's okay. It's being very, very low. Audio. Let me play this one. See, that's definitely louder. I don't. Anyway. Okay, Nisi, hit us with it.
I've got two in honor of Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. So, first one, we've got, what kind of horse do ghosts ride? A nightmare. And secondly,
Yep, nice.
How do ghosts send letters? Through the ghost office.
Love it. Love it.
And that one was specifically for you, so.
Nice. Nice. Where's my cackle? Hang on. You probably didn't hear that. That was the witch's cackle.
Nope. That's okay. I'll imagine.
I did find one that I was like, yes, I have to have it, because not only does it involve Halloween, it involves coffee. So, why didn't the coffee bean go to the Halloween party? Because it was grounded. You're welcome. You're welcome, internet. All right. Okay, so let's have a look. I just want to reiterate. Hang on. Have we got... Stir had put it into the... Earlier, I just want to put it again, the thread link for observations, like from pre-patch issues, tips, all of that kind of stuff. Please pop over to our forums. There is a thread over there. So if there's things that you're finding, you know, observations that you've made, add to it. Because ultimately, this information helps us all. And we appreciate it, because sometimes we don't know how things are going to be until people get in and try stuff. So if you come across something that hasn't been discussed that you think, oh, needs to be, let everyone know about. Not only send a message to the mods, send a message through on Discord, Twitter, all of those kinds of things, but pop it into the thread on the forums, because not everyone, you know, not everyone has social media, I guess, and a lot of people still use the forums, which is fantastic. So please utilize that, would be really good. Okay, now what did I want to say? As I said, grandfathered tunes would have been much more powerful than new tunes. Exactly. Yeah. Which is another aspect of what we had to look at, because we don't want to give unfair advantage to types of tunes. So, you know, again, looking at the decisions we've had to make.
From all different angles, it exactly. Hurts us. We did not want to do this, but we didn't have a choice.
Yeah. To say not happy is an understatement.
A severe understatement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I will say that you would not have wanted to see my face when I got the news, because I was at work dealing with crap from work. Because I
have I can imagine a
problem person at work, again, fuck's sake, seriously. And then on top of that, I got the news, and I think I was ready to just about explode at that point. I didn't. But yeah, that was like fun times. That was a great day. So yeah, it's just been very interesting, the things that they've done since they've dropped the patch. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm sitting there in yesterday, because that was really the first time this week that I've had a chance to get into the game, because one, internet, and two, work has kicked my butt so badly that I got home, I couldn't sit to do anything. And when I got in there, I don't know about you guys, I just went, why have they released this? It's not ready. Like, why have they
given it? It feels very rushed.
It does.
It honestly does. It does not feel polished. This does not feel the level of readiness that we've had before.
So I'd be interested to know if, like, have you had the same issues, or have you found everything to be fine? Obviously, I had to turn all my add-ons off, and that has killed me.
I haven't even set up my new UI yet in live. I was not well for most of the week, so I was just like, yeah, no, this is gonna wait.
It's yeah. So I'm slightly concerned. I'm really hoping that they get stuff together by the time the next, like the second part of the pre-patch hits, to then, once they go live, things will be good. But yeah, it's certainly been concerning. If I drunk, trust me, I would drink. I can't drink bourbon. I can't
Tuesday drink. Tuesday would have been a real good day for it.
If I could physically drink alcohol again, trust me, Dave, I would. But yeah, I cannot do it. It is not good on the body. So yeah.
Besides, no drunk decision making when it comes to challenge rules or decisions that have to be made.
Would make for such fun entertainment, though.
Oh, it probably would, but then the next day, you know, people would be like, why did you do this? And you'd be like, what are you talking about?
Drunk leader can be very, very fun. It's been a long time, but yeah, unfortunately, my drinking days are well and truly gone because I just... It's just changed. My body has changed that I physically can't do it. So, but I tell you, I said to my boss, actually, when was it? Thursday afternoon. And I said, God damn, I wish I could drink, because I would go home tonight and I would like chug. I would like to drink. And she just looked at me and she's like, I that's okay, I'll have a beer for you. And I said, no, you probably need to have about five, because, you know,
that's... we're talking hard liquor here.
Yes,
this is a hard liquor day.
It is anyway. All right, so yes, everyone's having problems with add-on issues. Yes. Chris is like, you recorded my laugh, didn't you? Absolutely. Or mine. One of those. Asta says, I was able to edit my UI, especially the action bar, to look just like before pre-patch. Woot. How to in above link on issues tips. Yes.
And again, yeah, like you can get it similar to what default was. Not exact, yeah, but you can get it similar.
You can
just take some messing around with it.
It's pretty much log into a character. Don't do it. Maybe don't do it on a challenge tune first. Log into, have a play around with the UI. We spoke about this last week. There is a lot within that. And it's if you don't play default, it can take you quite some time to work it out. Now, in between me trying to work my UI out and the internet disconnecting me,
that
was fun times.
Because how do you still have monitors that work? Because my fist would have been through them, because every time that it kicked you that you didn't save, you would have had to restart over from scratch.
Yeah, I did that five times before I just flipped tables and went, no, the internet, because it literally wasn't, and it would go off. So I just went, you know what, it's time to walk away. So that is a point to remember, that if you're making changes and you disconnect and you think you've saved it, it's not great. So just please keep that in mind. Okay. All right. Well, I think, what else we got? Those UI changes are linked to a spec. If you change spec, you can have a completely different looking UI. That's from Zaya. So, yeah, again, look, play around with it, because they've done a complete overhaul on it. Only you are gonna know what you need, so have a play around with. If you find out any cool stuff and want to let us know, please, you know, let us know through Discord, Twitter, Facebook, all of the socials. Send us, put it into the link for the forums thread that I had mentioned, and we'll put that in the show notes. So again, if you're like, where am I going? We'll have that there for you.
Yeah. And side note, if you have a challenger class that you have a normal class of, like a pacifist, if you have someone of the same class, now you might not need all of those buttons on your pacifist, so you don't actually kill something, but you could work out how you want your bars set up on your regular, and that way when you go in on your pacifist, you can just grab that save and put it in, so you're not standing there risking a prox kill while you're messing with your UI.
Exactly. All right, well, I think on that note, since my my blood is flaking, it's dried, I must be hungry, time to go, you know, devour something else, I think. I think we shall wrap this up again.
Sure.
Thank you guys. I know the last couple today and last week in particular have been long shows. We have had much to cover, and really in the grand scheme of things, we've just kind of tried to cover,
and we only scratched the surface.
Exactly. My blood is flaking. Thanks. Yeah, Chris, good one. You know, and again, it doesn't cover everything. We're just trying to pick out the most, what we think are the most important points to help you. If you find more, please let us know and pop them in the thread on the forums for sure, because there is a lot, and you guys might pick up on something or be playing, you know, you might be playing your pacifist or the working man or the green man, and you find something out that's different. So again, let us know how you go, and add to the thread, because ultimately it helps us all as challenge players. So all right, on that note, Nisi, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. So Iron Elites, these are our supporters that keep everything functioning. If you would like to be an Iron Elite, you can find out how to do so on wildchallenges.com. So we would like to thank Aleandras, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mock, Mr. Bright 001, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winnima, and Zaya.
Exactly. And I have to say, it has been a long show because my Ember Mug has now run out of charge, so my coffee that I was going to pour another one because I had myself prepared would have gone cold, so you know, we can't have that at all. Okay, so to our wonderful mods, again, I appreciate you guys, all the things that you do to help me out. Thank you so much. To Stir, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. You guys keep things so much easier because I know when I'm at work, you do keep things, you know, flowing and going. So to you all, thank you from me, from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate all the things that you do, so thank you. To our code wardens, in particular to Zaya and to Rudd, sorting things out to nap time also. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you guys so much, and for sorting all of the things, and in particular Zaya, to all the little things that I throw your way. Thank you. To the wonderful chat room, thank you. Dave's just dinged 21 on his turn. Go, Dave. Go, Dave. You got this. It's you know, thanks everyone for hanging out again. Appreciate you giving your time to spend with us. Again, we have, you know, We have a wonderful community, and the fact that you guys give of your time to come and listen to the show live, thank you. We appreciate you. All right. I will be back next week. That's all I've got for you for the moment. So 7 p.m. Eastern, which will be Saturday, November 5th. We're in November, guys. Like, Halloween for me is tomorrow. Like, you know, I wonder if I should go to work like this. This would be quite fun. I think my boss would appreciate it. I might get some interesting looks from some of the other teams, but it'd be kind of fun.
You could say that one problem person drove you to it.
She's not going to be there, so yay. All right. Well, thank you, Nisi, for joining me today again. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the testing on all the bits and pieces, for getting the videos and the pictures and all of that. So thank you. If you want to let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact, please.
All right, so in the WoW Challenges Discord, you can find me. It's Nisi, and then parentheses spelled Ni as in your body part and C as in vision, hashtag 4863. Email is nisibgn@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, Ko-fi, and YouTube as nisibgn.
Excellent. And, of course, we will have all the information for the show up on the website, where you can also find all of our social stuff. So pop over to our website, which is wowchallenges.com. If you have got any tips, tricks, jokes, like screenshots that you want to send in, you know, explaining...
Questions,
all of that, please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. But of course, there are the other ways that you can get us through, you know, through the socials. So please do that. Stir says, go in that makeup, take the cup and explain it. It has lost its charge. Nobody will bother you the rest of the day. I wish that was true, but I hear what you're saying. It does sound like a plan. My husband has not yet seen me, so this will be...
Oh, dear.
I'm going to leave this on until he does, because it just will be...
You're going to get a look when he wakes up and sees you.
Absolutely. Actually, I should just go upstairs and see my parents and see him. I'll be like, what? I can just hear my father right now. What? Yeah, anyway. All right. So where you can find me, look, the easiest place, all my socials, go over to Linktree at Leta Wow, LETTAWOW. You will find all the stuff because, again, there is too many socials to talk about, but that's where you find me. And if you want to get in contact with me, voice is going, which means I must need more coffee, more blood. I want to drink your blood. Well, not really. I want to drink the coffee. Nisi, do you want to do the thank you to your husband?
Sure. So we'd like to thank Mr. Bright 01 on our intro. And you can find him on Discord simply as Mr. Bright 01 for all of your emote, t-shirty, intro-y needs.
And again, don't forget our Spreadshirt. We've got the Halloween designs are there now. We also have got Christmas ones that Russ did for us last year, and they are fantastic. Love them. So if you want to get any cool merch, whatever you get, it helps promote the not only the website, but the, you know, basically the website and the thing. So so thank you to those that do that. I don't know why I should have just said I'll do your say thank you to your husband, and you should do it tonight. I always keep forgetting about that. But Anyway, big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. We are very lucky to have talented husbands, I tell you. It does help.
Yeah, they come in handy.
They do come in handy. So so thank you very much to my husband for his help on that. And again, I think, again, just please everyone have a good week, have a safe and fun Halloween and all of that, if that's what you're doing. If not, just have a really, a good week. I think I've run out of things to say, so thanks for hanging out. And stay safe both in and out of game. And we will catch you next week. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.